Now they're trying to look cool while staying cool. Here's Gatos and Chad.
Oh, look at that. Becky Newdo. That's what we call you right now.
Yes. Becky Newdo? What's up, Becky Newdo?
Saturday?
Saturday.
Got the hair did?
Got, yes. Yes, I did.
You know,
she was supposed to get
a Brazilian blow?
I was going to get a Brazilian blow because my hair is curly and I get that, you know, my hair smoothed out so it doesn't frizz, but going to have to wait till Friday.
What's that song you love from Lizzo?
Oh, your hair did.
Yeah.
Check your nails.
Somebody tweeted that Lizzo gave a whole bunch of food to a Chandler hospital today.
Yeah. Oh, really?
How about that? That is awesome.
Look
love
at her.
It. That's why I'm such a fan, Chad. You know
that's
that.
It. Well, you're a big fan. I was like, man, there's nobody more woke.
I love Lizzo.
Early in the game than him. Yeah. He's early in the game. You
that's
know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Hey, by the way, there's this new map out. Have you seen this? Because it's COVID-19 risk assessment map. It is a map that shows the risk level of attending an event. So let's say the event is 100 people. It will tell you in which county in Arizona you have a chance of coming into contact with someone who is COVID-19 positive. So, like, I'll give you an example, like Grand County, Colorado. Okay, I'll just give you one of those. Go to Colorado. If there's an event of 100 people, you have a 44% chance of coming into contact with at least one COVID-19 positive individual. Maricopa County, 99%.
Really? Fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful? Coconino County.
My mom would say, why didn't you get 100?
99%.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
How about my awful county?
What county are
Pinal.
You in? All right, let me go. Pinal. Let's see. You got to put the, here we go. You got to put the little, Pinal, Pima County started with a P, 98%.
Ooh.
So, the screen's frozen.
Look at that.
Such bad for ratings right
this
now.
This is awesome. Solid.
Pinal County, 99%.
Nice. Except I don't leave the house, so I don't know. Is that in my house, too?
Then you go to, like, Nebraska.
Now, who goes, first of all, what's 100 people, though? What's a gathering of 100? So if you go to a grocery store, there may be 100 people in there.
Right. And you have a 99% chance to come into contact with someone who has COVID. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. But, like, some county in Nebraska, Platte, Platte.
Yeah.
62%.
Oh, smooth the Platte, baby,
so
but it's gorgeous.
We're all in the 90s, so
very mountainy in Nebraska, right? Is it a mountain? Oh, that's right. No, there's nothing in Nebraska.
There's nothing. There's a football team.
Yeah, the Huskers.
That probably won't play.
No, I don't think college football is going to get off the ground
I don't
this
think
year.
So either. I think the NBA is going to get off the ground. I think Major League Baseball
Barkley
shut down.
Said? Barkley said this whole wokeness of the NBA is becoming a giant circus.
What do you mean?
You know, because they all want to wear their you know, like victims' names on their backs or statements or
not LeBron James not, said he wouldn't
or,
do it.
No, or Davis, right? So what's really it's weird because he has been very vocal, but it's he's just think it's going to become a circus, and I think it is too. I mean, they're spending more time figuring out what to put on their backs and what statements to make than trying to figure out how they like Westbrook today, one of the best players of basketball. He's got.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. He says he has got no symptoms. He doesn't feel bad.
Right, right. You think Governor Doug Ducey feels bad after looking at his ratings? I know when we look at our ratings, we're pretty happy.
In that yellow shirt tucked into his black shirt.
All right, the yellow too. Shirt.
It's not a good look.
63%.
If you came up to me and you were wearing that, I'd be like, dude, you need to go inside.
Well, I would hope
right
you would.
Now. Right now.
I would hope you would tell me, yeah. 63% of Arizona voters say Ducey has fumbled COVID.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, those numbers are in line with Trump. Botching COVID, too. It really, and, you know, if you're a Democrat out there and you're cheering, you ain't that much better.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Because let's be real. California, right now.
California.
Governor Gavin Newsom ordering new closures in some of the most populated counties of California.
Fitness centers, places of worship, offices for non-critical sectors. Personal care services, that includes hair salons, barbershops, and indoor malls.
You know, he sounds like Broomhead a little bit.
Indoor malls.
He's got that raspy voice.
You can't like him at all because he cheated on your girlfriend.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah.
Can't believe he would
They
do
were
that.
Married, and he slept with his
Terrible.
Campaign manager and best friend's wife.
I remember.
Solid move.
Newsom is also ordering statewide bars closed again and inside dining at restaurants banned. Alex Stone, ABC News,
we love
Los
Alex.
Angeles.
I love him.
He's the best.
He comes on. He brings his own audio.
He's terrific.
He's great about it. You guys have known. We talk to all these people all the time. Alex is ready to roll. He's funny. He's cordial. He gets it out of the park. And what does he do? Brings his own audio.
And he has great info.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last week, he gave us some amazing info about Arizona and COVID-19 and testing and really put a spotlight on it. But, I mean, California, it sounds like everything's shut down except the beach. And I'm not even sure if that's open. If you look at California, everything there is to do there is now shut down again. And you've got to ask yourself, should Arizona follow? And earlier today, we talked to Will Humble, who used to be who used to do Dr. Kara Chris' job, but he did it a lot better. Anyway, what he said was there's a lot of different things that Arizona could be doing now, and our numbers would go down.
What's the number one thing you would do?
Inside dining is one of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, inside dining, because it's so hot outside. No one's outside anymore. They're coming inside, and I think that's one thing. I mean, you could look at anything. You could look at getting a nail salon. You could look at getting your hair did like Becky Lynn did. You could look at all that stuff. If you're inside, it's more dangerous. I don't want everything shut down. But certainly, I didn't want people running rampant at the Scottsdale bars for 5 weeks either.
No, that was not. And it was the young. And that's what's really ramped this up, these massive numbers. And it's not just here. California, Texas, Florida, Georgia. What is it mostly? It is mostly 20s to early 30s that have really picked up the pace and are about half, if not more, in each of those states of the cases.
Arizona, according to this new poll, has turned on Governor Ducey. In June, there were some people behind him. And in July, it's fallen off the table. 37% of Arizonans strongly disapprove, almost 40% of Arizonans strongly disapprove of the governor and his handling of COVID. Do you think these other states are as down as on their governor as we are on ours?
Yes, they are. You know what? DeSantis is getting blasted. Abbott is struggling. And then, of course, you've got Newsom, who, even though it's a state that's completely one party, it is it's getting ugly there because businesses are closing left, right, and center. And they're feeling like he has no idea what's going on. No handle on this. You shut it down, you open it up. You shut it down, you open it up. Mm. And he makes weird things like, hey, you can go outside and you could protest, but if you go to the beach, you can't do that. Mm. Listen, are we not outside? Do I have to say something protesting on the beach?
Beach is pretty safe. Yeah. Pretty safe. All right, coming up next.
Coming up!
The Washington Redskins are no longer. They have changed their name after all these years and all the fighting and all that. We'll tell you what their new name is coming up.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
You know, as I was growing up in the mean streets of the New York, New Jersey area, Chad.
Yeah.
We'd go to the Giant football games. And the one game I always, you know, always wanted to go to, I always hated. The Washington Redskins.
Yeah, the
Skins. They're up there with the Dallas Cowboys for sure. Because the Dallas Cowboys, I just hate.
Hey, Dallas is America's team.
Oh, gosh.
Right. America's team. Thank you very much, Quinn. Thumbs up.
So I'm growing up, and I don't even know what the nickname means. It's the Redskins. I have no clue, right? And for years, we go and watch the Giants and the Redskins and all that kind of stuff. And then, obviously, there has been this rumor for a long time, or there's been, you know, something out there. They need to change the name.
Yeah.
Well, why did they just wait until today to change the name? Because I don't think they wanted to change the name even after they were pushed and pushed and pushed. And today they finally said, we're retiring the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daniel Snyder, who owns the Redskins, is arguably
the worst owner.
One of the worst owners in all of sports.
Sarver's up there, by the way.
He has vowed to never change the name. Mm. He has vowed to continue to hold on to it for as long as possible. He has said a lot of different things. And I can't believe, to be honest with you, I cannot believe he's changing the name. Now, I do believe that somewhere in here there is a big money deal. I wouldn't be surprised if he steps away. I think the NFL would love to see him get away from this franchise.
I think the if you're a Washington fan, you'd like
you would
to see
love
it too.
To see that happen.
Well, what do you call them now? Because here's the thing, they didn't come
the
out.
The Karens
with
them. Is what I just was saying. I was sent a picture that said they're going to be called the Washington Karens.
That's awesome. I love that. That's terrific. Somebody is saying that they want the team moniker to be the Code Talkers. I heard that in Becky Lynch's.
That was Jonathan Nez, and then other people are like, well, we don't want that to happen. So
Code Talkers use their languages to deliver the encrypted messages for the U.S. military during the Second World War.
Because they could figure out all of our stuff, so we needed to come up with something amazing. Well, guess what we had? We had Navajo, and they didn't speak Navajo. Guess what? There wasn't too many Germans going, oh, let me tell you a secret. I know Navajo. There was none of that happening.
Why did they have to make it a name that honors someone? Like, we've also talked about the Red Tails. That is a name that would honor people who were pilots and they were African American and they had red on the backs of the planes.
The Tuskegee Airmen. You could go. I mean.
Well, why do you have to name them? Why can't you just?
Just call them the generals. They don't win, just like the generals never beat right. the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right, yeah.
And it's perfect because they're in D.C.
I've heard Warriors is a number one contender. Have you heard that?
Yeah. I've heard it.
But I'm sure that's going to trigger somebody. Yeah, oh, my God, you're talking about war.
I mean, do you have to pay tribute to anyone when you rename the team?
They should call them the Bullets. That used to be the basketball team. Who also sucked.
The Washington Bullets changed their name to the Wizards.
I don't.
Because there was a lot of, people shooting people in Washington. And
the
Senators? I don't think that's changed. Ugh. I don't think any senator or president.
I like the Karens. I like it to be awesome.
I like it.
Here come the Karens. The Hogs.
The Pigskins.
That was their favorite. Remember they used to be called the Hogs?
Yeah.
Their big linemen?
Yeah.
So
they used to wear the pig nose, and they were the Hogs. Yeah. I don't know.
They're awful. Can't call them awful, right?
Can you keep the colors of the team?
Oh, yeah.
Red and the yellow.
But here's the thing, though. If you're Daniel Snyder, you played this right. He wants a new stadium. He could probably hopefully help. The NFL's probably come and said, look, we're going to do everything we can along with D.C. to help you get a new stadium closer to D.C. because you're outside of D.C. in a very awful area.
Okay.
Second thing we're going to do is the rebranding of this will be spectacular because people who want to stay with the team, and that's what they're hoping for, everybody's going to stay with the team. Guess what? You're going to go out and get new gear. Here's a question,
though.
You
know what's going to happen? There are going to be some people who wear the same gear to the games.
Will they let you in?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know. How often do you go to a game and you're seeing someone wear a jersey that's not current? It's from 15 years ago.
By the way, if you're an adult male or female and you wear a jersey and you're not actually playing on a team, you have
you've
got some issues.
Oh, that's awful.
I have
my Larry Fitzgerald jersey.
Sorry. Did you see Larry yesterday swinging it at the old golf tournament?
I did not.
Yeah, he takes his golf serious.
Yes, he does.
Charles Barkley's awful.
He wasn't the worst, though.
There was a couple other ones that were awful.
Larry Fitzgerald's, he's golfed with presidents.
Him and Rahm, who's one of the big golfers in the world, John Rahm, who went and played golf here at ASU. He's from Spain. And he's one of the top five or six golfers in the world. They're really tight, and they play a lot of golf. But I could not wear a jersey. That's just not what I do.
Well, the Washington Redskins.
Like if my son played professionally,
then
I'll
you
wear
do
a jersey.
It. The Washington Redskins do have a problem. And this is what they've gotten rid of the Redskins name. But if they want to be called like the Warriors, somebody already has that name. But if they want to be called the Red Wolves or the Red Tails, there's a guy in Washington that trademarked all this stuff 10 years ago.
Smart. And that's so what they said. They're having trademark issues.
Yeah. They're going to have to pay him to get the trademark.
So what else could you be called?
I heard Senators. I heard Monuments.
You can't be Monuments in this day and age. We're tearing those things down left, right, and center. You don't do that.
Red Wolves was new. I hadn't heard that until last night.
Is he on that one? Probably does now.
He probably does now, right? What are some of the other ones? Washington Presidents?
That's a stupid name.
That's stupid.
I do the Generals.
What's the worst sports nickname?
And you know that really pissed Trump off, too.
What?
Because he owned the New York. Didn't he own the New York, New Jersey Generals?
The Jersey Generals. He would. He'd be mad.
That'd be awesome.
What's the worst nickname in sports?
In sports? Well,
the Tampa Bay Devil Rays is stupid.
The Rays, yeah.
I don't like that one.
That's a stupid name. Yeah. I don't think. Let's see here. College sports, you've got the Banana Slugs, right? You've got the Banana Slugs. That's a pretty awesome name. But I don't know. In pro sports, God, what's the worst name in
Buffalo
pro
Bills. What's a Bill?
It's a
person.
I thought that was a Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills. When I think of the Buffalo, they have Buffalo on it.
They have a Buffalo on it.
Yeah. What's a Bill?
Buffalo Bill Cody.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's what he's. Is that what they're named after?
That's what I thought it was.
Really? I wouldn't. That's a. Or like $1 billion.
Like, I guess they're called Bison.
Yeah.
That's a weird name.
Oh, that's not.
Let's see. What's another horrible name? There's a lot of bad
names.
Pick
an animal that hasn't been used. Something that's still ferocious.
Rabbits.
No. Rabbits.
Washington rabbits.
Hippos.
Oh, I love hippos.
Rhinos. The Washington rhinos.
The Washington giraffes. How about the Lions? There's not an NFL team named the Lions.
No, it's not. No. There's a Canadian football team that plays in Detroit that happens every once in a while wander to the NFL, but they're not.
I know
using
that Detroit
that
would like to get rid of their Lions.
Yeah, they would.
They're horrible.
No, I like the Rhinos. That's a good name. The Washington Rhinos?
No, you can't do that. It's like a Republican that is, you know.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. Even better. Right? The Rhinos.
All right, coming up next.
The Trumps.
Speaking of Trump.
The Washington Donalds.
Do you know Trump wants to sell Puerto Rico?
It's about time.
Tell you about it next.
Washington Redskins change their name to the Karens. By the way, the Braves say they will not change their name. I think the Indians, not quite sure. The Blackhawks will not change their name. Seminoles.
The Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs probably won't either.
There's nothing derogatory about Chiefs.
Yeah, and Chiefs have been around a while. The Seminoles, who are Florida State, that's a particular tribe, and that tribe has a very close relationship with Florida State. They do not want that name changed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to talk about the best name, somebody just tweeted at me.
Okay.
I forgot all about it. Hockey team, Macon, Georgia. The team is called the Whoopi. Macon Whoopi.
Wait. What is it?
It was a hockey team. They were a minor league team.
And they were called the Macon Whoopi?
Macon Whoopi. Like Macon Whoopi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get it?
I know what it is.
Okay. I didn't know. You didn't know what Netflix
Nobody
and chill was? We're just
I've always known what Netflix
you know
and chill
you know
was.
It's a phrase, right?
That is an old-time phrase.
Yes, it is. But we were just making sure because sometimes well, things get lost on you, Gatos.
I'm not good at that kind of stuff. like I was saying, one of the dumb names is the Buffalo Bills, right? And so Becky Lynn said, well, maybe it was named after something named Buffalo Bill Cody. And that apparently is the case. I didn't know that.
I was right. Yes!
I didn't know. What is a bill? Does it become a law or is it a dollar bill? Is that what Buffalo's name is? I don't know.
Buffalo Bill Cody.
He was a frontiersman.
He was a frontiersman.
Wasn't there somebody in that movie with Hannibal Lecter, the Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the murderer.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't you change that?
Oh, that's right. Now that has a...
Puts lotion on the skin.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sure that movie's going to have to be banned soon.
Multiple states.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Love it.
Have we figured out if it's true about...
Puerto Rico.
Did Trump want to sell Puerto Rico?
As a business person, when he first got in there after the thing, he said, can we divest ourselves from this because it's a money drain?
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, the Puerto Rico. Can we get rid of that? It's a money drain.
Did he do it after the hurricane ravaged Puerto Rico?
Probably. He probably thought, man, this has got to be a better way.
This is after he threw towels at people.
Yeah. This must
Puerto
be a write-off.
Puerto Rico.
Oh.
That's comforting.
Yeah. Puerto Rico. What do you have to say about that, Ricky?
I love Ricky Martin.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo. Puerto Rico.
He was in Menudo.
Puerto Rico.
Look at you guys dancing in there. It's hard not to, right? Like, his song's kind of fun.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, he said he wanted to divest us from that. He wanted to buy Greenland last year.
He didn't want the headache to help them during a hurricane.
He probably said, hey, we'll trade you Greenland or Puerto Rico. Straight up swap. And it would be funny because then they would tow the people. We'd like swap it out. We'd have to get a big tugboat and tow it back over here. They'd tow theirs over there. That's the way that would go.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, what happened to Puerto Rico? You wake up one day, where's it gone? Oh, don't worry, we'll bring us something else here. You're going to love it. Oh, goodness.
It's unfortunate. Selling Puerto Rico. Okay. I'm sure we'll talk about it again tomorrow. Becky Lynn is ready for Arizona's EV News. It could be. Arizona's EV News is next. See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.